Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The United States Agency for International Development, or USAID, in partnership with Afghanistan's Ministry of Energy and Water, recently organized a two-day Energy Business Opportunities Conference in Dubai. More than 200 participants representing Middle Eastern, Central Asian, Turkish, European, and North American companies working in the energy sector attended the event, in addition to Afghan and international financial institutions and officials from various Afghan ministries, the Emirates, and the United States government. The two-day energy conference aimed to promote foreign investments and joint venture opportunities in Afghanistan's emerging energy sector, including solar, wind, biomass, geothermal, and hydro projects, and created a platform for business-to-business matchmaking sessions between local and international investors and financial institutions. The conference also included discussions on Afghanistan's first competitive bid, the 10-megawatt Kandahar Solar Farm, an independent power producer project, as well as information about financing energy projects in Afghanistan, perspectives of various international donors on investments in the Afghan energy sector, and an exhibition on energy services. We want to improve Afghanistan's competitiveness in the field of energy through fostering successful collaboration and strategic partnership between international and local businesses in order to promote energy technology in the country, said Ali Ahman Osmani, Afghanistan's Minister of Energy and Water. The U.S. government, through USAID, is committed to assisting Afghanistan achieve its potential in the renewable energy sector. This conference provides the opportunity for Afghan and international partners to collaborate in joint initiatives in this field, said U.S. Ambassador Michael McKinley. Renewable energy technologies are powerful tools for alleviating poverty, expanding rural development, and stimulating private sector growth while promoting sustainability.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.